Alaska's dance diva Marianne Sundown was laid to rest this Saturday in her home village of Scammon Bay. The 93-year-old inspired countless Yupik dancers before she died in her house last week from pneumonia. And while we here in Alaska may be without our favorite dancer, there's reason to believe her legacy will endure through the generations. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
It's a typical day at the Ayapunlet Nakhovik Yupik Immersion School in Bethel. Second graders are chatting away over their lunch trays when I go to a table and ask them to name their favorite dancer.
Marianne Sundown.
Me too.
She is the bestest dancer.
That's Timothy Thompson and Kaylee Dillinger. She says she watched Sundown Yuchak at the Chamay Dance Festival in Bethel.
She's really good at it. Her laugh was really joyful.
Yeah, I liked her laugh.
Dillinger is not alone in her opinion of Sundown. The Anchorage Daily News dubbed the Yupik Elder Alaska's Dance Diva in 1996 after her side-splitting performance at AFN's annual convention. The dances were traditional, but they were spiced with some heavy dose of kung fu pop culture. To her son, Harley Sundown, the diva moniker makes sense.
To do something that a Bruce Lee could do in a movie, fighting people and looking good doing that, her personality brought out the awe factor in those kind of performances.
In the year 2000, Harley sang the song at Chamay while his mother engaged in performance battle with her grandson. The Bruce Lee dance, the Yupik Macarena, these were some of the signature dances that drove crowds giddy with laughter and endeared her to the public wherever she went.
There's only a certain people that have that funny characteristic, like Kim Conway had his ability to make people laugh, or Charlie Chaplin. Just those special characteristics that people have.
And I know the presence is going to be there whenever we drum, sing, and dance.
Maurice Nanaluk was a student of Sundown.
But that's one of the biggest things I am going to miss is watching her dance.
Nanaluk is the most prolific performer in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. At dance gatherings, he'll jump on stage with seemingly any and every Yuluk group. At a potlatch in Scammon Bay this spring, he watched Sundown dance with her neighbors from Nunamikwa. It wasn't the huge crowd she could draw in Anchorage or Bethel, but he says her performance was still just as exciting as ever.
Of course, she'd be dancing sitting down first, but once the drum just started to get louder and everybody just started singing, she'd just get right up off of her seat and just start dancing away.
But just weeks ago, a bout of pneumonia forced Sundown to leave her home on the coast for the hospital in Bethel, hundreds of miles away. There, she indicated to family that her time would be ending soon. And her son Harley says they decided to bring her back home for her final days. Droves of family and friends swelled the small village to be by her side. Then on Wednesday, he says a harbinger was seen. In Yupik, death is often preceded by a natural phenomenon.
My nieces came in and they said they saw something flying down from the sky. They thought it was a plane. And it came down. When it got closer, it burst into little birds flying away, like exploding into little birds. So we knew her time was near.
Less than 2 hours later, Sundown passed away. Nanaluk was busy in Bethel teaching at the time and says a sadness washed over him. Despite the feeling, though, he says he kept on teaching his new students. The second graders that love to watch Sundown are right here. They'll be learning the same dances she once did, and they'll be hearing from Nanaluk what he heard from Sundown so many times.
Keep it up. Keep dancing. The songs will always be there.
Marianne Sundown is survived by 10 children, 3 adopted children, 60 grandchildren, 161 great-grandchildren, and 19 great-great-grandchildren. Her Yupik name was Achanauchok, but most people just called her Anna or Mom. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.